Okay, the secretary should be back on the line.
Sorry, we lost you. That's okay. Sorry.
Secretary Clinton's here. How are you, Secretary Clinton?
I'm terrific. Great to talk to you.
Great. You know what? You call yourself H on Twitter, so do you mind if I call you H for a second? I just want to say it.
I think H is good. I like it.
I like that. Well, listen, Secretary, first of all, thank you for taking this time to speak with us. And I know you got to run, but here in Florida, a lot of people are thinking about staying home because when they look at the polls, it shows that you're way ahead in every demographic. Knowing that early voting started yesterday, how important is it for people to still get out there?
I have to tell you, this is the most important election we've had in I don't know how long. I know you had President Obama on your show, and you know he and I are just determined that we're going to convince everybody to get out and vote because there's so much at stake. And look, I don't believe polls when they're good. I don't believe polls when they're bad. The only poll that counts is when people show up and vote. And it's so easy in Florida because you're right. You can go and you can go to your county locations now. You can vote at your convenience. And it's really going to be important that people turn out because, frankly, everything that we care about is on the ballot. And I hope you will take advantage of early voting.
Absolutely. We were talking about this. Of course, the United States is made up of lots of immigrants, Benji, we were talking about. Yeah. And Florida has a huge, huge community, especially Haitians. And they were asking this question, Secretary, about monies that were allocated for, you know, for Haiti and the Clinton Foundation. What do you have to say to the Haitian community that could shed light and, you know, just kind of ease their minds?
Well, I'm really sorry that these false rumors have been started, and it is a shame because I feel very strongly about Haiti. It's always had a special place in both my husband's and my hearts, and it's also an important neighbor with a lot of ties, as you know so well, to people in this country. And we help to raise a lot of money to provide relief. It was actually a great effort. The Clinton Foundation raised $30 million in aid, helped other people raise tens of millions of dollars right now, even despite the terrible effects of Hurricane Matthew. That money is helping support women business owners, other small businesses, coffee farming, agriculture, and so many other jobs. And we also raised money through the foundation for emergency needs like medical supplies and tents and basic needs being addressed, and then gave that money to nonprofit and faith organizations. Not a single penny was kept by the foundation for overhead, for salaries, or anything. It was just a total pass through. And since 2010, the Clinton Foundation has continued to support the economic recovery and rebuilding of Haiti. We've been able to provide intern programs and scholarships to Haitian students and help people get better opportunities. So, you know, we have no political engagement with the government of Haiti. It's all focused on empowering people, and there still is a lot of work to do. So I hope people will, you know, not listen to false rumors, but will, you know, really work with us to help the people of Haiti.
Good stuff. Hey, Secretary, also reports came out yesterday that Obamacare may go up as high as 25%, considering that President Obama's original plan was different than what he was able to pass. What can you do, again, to ease the mind, you know, of the people, again, that, hey, things are going to be okay this time around?
Well, we're going to make changes to fix problems like that. The president and I have talked about it, and you know, look, this is a major step forward. 20 million people, and actually, I'm sure you know this, predominantly working people, African-American, Latino people now have access to insurance, but the costs have gone up too much. So we're going to really tackle that. We're going to get copays and premiums and deductibles down. We're going to tackle prescription drug costs. And we can do that without ripping away the insurance that people now have. That's the plan of my opponent, take everything away, give it all back to the insurance companies. And if you think costs have gone up with the recent weeks, it'll just skyrocket up because insurance companies will be in charge again.
Awesome. Secretary Clinton, Benji Brown here. Pleasure and honor to be speaking with you. Huge question. You know, there's been servicing the ad that Donald Trump has been putting out, which will be playing on these local stations here in South Florida. One in particular featuring a comment that, you know, you made involving the young African-American youth surrounded by the phrase super predators. Is there any way that you could expound on that? And by any chance, maybe your words taken out of context, what was the thinking with that statement?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because this was back in the early 90s. And as you, I'm sure, remember, a lot of your listeners do, there were efforts being made to try to deal with what at that time was a very serious safety issue in a lot of communities. I wouldn't use that word again. It was really referring to gang members. And what I want to focus on is what we need to do to fix the criminal justice system. And that's why I have a very comprehensive approach. I've been working on this for some time now, and working with mothers of the movement, people like Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin, and other mothers who've lost their children either to police incidents or to gun violence, doing everything I can to try to reform the system from end to end and deal with systemic racism, which is unfortunately one of the problems that we've got in the criminal justice system. So I really look at what we've proposed and what we're going to do, working with communities to try to make everybody safer, because I think we're all safer when the police respect the communities they serve and the communities respect the police. That's what I'm aiming for.
Ah, I love it. Secretary Clinton, before you go, a young lady from the inner city, Kiki, is here, and she's been wanting to talk to you badly. Kiki?
Hey, how you doing, Secretary?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kiki. How you doing?
I'm good. Like, girls from the hood like me look up to, like, strong women like you. And maybe I was thinking I can be president of the United States one day. Like, I always thought that the rest of my life I'm going to be doing hell on my porch. But now, you, oh my gosh, like, you made me, like, wake up every day with hope. And now I consider you my homegirl.
So you consider, but Kiki, what's your question to Secretary Clinton?
Well, Kiki Kiki, I want to tell you that I hope you and other young women and men really do believe that you can be anything you want to be. That is the goal of my presidency, to help every single person in this country live up to your God-given potential.
Yes.
And you got, I can tell just through the phone, you got spunk, you got energy.
I'm
we got to knock down the barrier. Oh, thank you. That means so much to me, Kiki. And I want to tell you all that there's going to be a free concert Saturday night at Bayfront Park with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
And you know what? Kiki, if you come, if you really do come, I could meet you and we can get a picture together.
I would love that. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go get my hair done.
Yeah, well, all you got to do is go to HillaryClinton.com/JLo and you can get your free tickets for Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to log on right now.
Secretary Clinton.
You come see me for sure.
I will. I'm going to have on my Waffle House yellow. You can't miss me.
Secretary Clinton, thank you so much.
Rick, I also wanted to congratulate your daughter. I was told that, you know, Amber's a graduate of Juilliard, which is a huge accomplishment, and is now, you know, in a Cirque du Soleil Paramore cast. So these young women, they're moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Secretary Clinton, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I hope everybody votes. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Secretary Clinton,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, Secretary. Secretary.